tell me, what are the environmental needs of your community that your opponent is not meeting?
Well, I think my opponent just doesn't meet the basic needs of the community, and the environment's a very key component of it, in making sure that you're an outspoken advocate to make sure that we don't have other oil disasters, and make sure that you hold. Drilling is very important in our state, and that's just a way of life in this state, but we have to make sure that it's safe. We have to make sure that the safeguards are in place and things of that nature, and you really have to be outspoken on it. And I think we need to get in front of the curve to make sure that as the moratorium expires and we start moving towards future drilling, that we're prepared for it in terms of disasters, catastrophes, and those safeguards. But my opponent misses the basic necessities of everyday working people, equal pay for women, the stimulus, health care reform, and the fact that we have to create jobs. And I think that the green jobs are a great niche in this city. We're moving forward with them. And some creative tax breaks or incentives to create it, some things that we're doing on a state level, you probably could do on a federal level and continue the growth of jobs and moving us towards a new industry. We don't need to be stuck on tourism our entire existence in the city. So if we can diversify a little bit with green jobs, with manufacturing and some other things, I think we're moving in the right direction in terms of the environment and in terms of working families.
So what are your goals in terms of flood protection, Army Corps reform, FEMA stuff?
Well, that's a long list of things.
And I don't know if we
but,
have enough time.
You know,
tonight.
You have to reform the Stafford Act, which governs recovery, and you have to look at FEMA just from top to bottom, because it's just broken. And we have to make sure that we have a better disaster response unit in this country. And we have to hold the Corps accountable on the levies. And I like independent peer review as a basis to determine what they're doing, if it's the right thing to do or if it's the cheapest thing to do. So those are the things that you really have to focus on when you talk about the Corps, when you talk about those things.
Can I just give one more question in? The health care vote I know was really important. You would have voted differently. What about the climate change bill? Was that on your radar? Is that something you would have voted for that he didn't vote for?
That was not as much on my radar as the health care, the stimulus, and those. I'm in the state legislature, and let me just tell you that if we didn't have that stimulus package, we couldn't balance the budget the last 2 years. So the main focus for us is to make sure that this state continues to move forward and not get cuts in health care and education, which is what's going to happen next year if we don't get additional funding from the federal government.
Gotcha.
So those are some basic things, because we face the possibility of closing some hospitals and closing some universities. You can't do that in a state if you want to continue to move forward. So those are the things that are very special to us.
All right.